Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May. Today on Happy Hour, we have one of the youngest guests I think we've ever had on the
ever?
Show.
Maybe Tommy Innitt is probably the only one who's beat it.
Wow. And not only is he one of the youngest guests we've ever had, one of the most famous men in the UK at the moment.
It's insane.
Luke the Nuke Littler. Obviously, I've been a darts fan for a number of years now. Stevie, you're a fan of darts?
I've become a fan.
You have? I've managed to grind you down, and you literally just watch it on your own now, which I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. So this was a special one for us. It was really exciting to meet Luke, and he gave us a great interview. I will just say now, guys, he is quite shy, isn't he?
He is shy, but he's just taken it all in his stride.
He is the most humble fella you could ever hope to meet. You've got to remember when you listen to this, he is brand new to the world of media and stardom and all this stuff. So, he is a little bit quiet in times, but I think he comes out of his shell during the interview. And we really got on with him, and he was just a really, really lovely guy. We met his dad as well, didn't we?
Lovely man.
I said to him round the corner, just off camera, I said, how proud are you of Luke? And he was just like, oh, I'm just overwhelmed, it's just incredible. So what a story, what a man. We speak to Luke about his career, and obviously that's a career in a teacup so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a phrase.
We spoke about the fact that he was better than us at darts at 6 years old.
We spoke about when he hit his first 9 darter, which he gives an incredible answer to. And we play some games with him as well, some darts-based games and some YouTuber-based games. We asked the Nuke to filter different YouTubers into a tier list, and you'll be surprised at who he says should get in the bin. 180. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why he did
that. Sorry, enjoy this.
Jack Mate's Happy Hour.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello guys, and welcome back to Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast. Stevie, how are you feeling about today?
Very excited.
It's a man that has been on our screens, well, constantly, for the past 4 months. He shot to fame in December, and the whole world has been talking about him. It's Luke the Nuke Littler. How are you, mate?
All good.
Thanks for coming on. How's life at the moment? I bet it's pretty mad, yeah?
Like you said, it's just been mad. I think ever since winning the very first game against Christine Kiss, they've been just changed. Like the highest average of a debutant, the youngest player to win, well, one of the 5 youngest.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy.
And recently he was on Jonathan Rusk, and you just told me before the podcast, I don't know if you know this, Luke said he didn't really know Jonathan Rusk at the time. So that's just showing your age again. But what was that like? That must have been a special time. It's a huge show.
I didn't really know anyone. I got to know, obviously, Ray, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know Liam.
Right.
And then I forgot who else was on it. It was Rob Beckett.
I feel like you just
Rob Beckett was there.
I feel like you're just taking it all in your stride. Because your life has obviously like flipped on its head like recently. Do you do you ever get nervous for stuff? Like, I'm not saying you'd get nervous to come on this shit, but like, do you ever get nervous for, like, I know you've got a big podcast coming up later today. Do you get nervous for stuff like that?
It's just, I enjoy the things that I do. Obviously, when I talk to, like, you guys, mm-hmm. it's just, I've seen it before and I know what's going on.
Right. Fair enough. Well, we'll start with the same question that we always start with. Luke the Nuke Littler, I want you to imagine the Happy Hour Hall of Fame. You can put any item into that Hall of Fame. It can be a place, a person, a feeling, a thing. What would you like to be put in there?
Just anything.
It can be anything, yeah. Something connected to you. It can be your darts. It could be your dad, who I know is just round there, if you care about him. Because I imagine you do. What about FIFA?
Yeah, can throw FIFA in there.
You love FIFA, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got to ask about this this walk-on where you opened a pack for someone. Is that true? Did you open a pack?
Yeah, but I didn't look at who we got.
Has he not contacted you and told you?
Don't think so.
We need to find that guy, don't we?
Just to find out whether you got anything good. Likelihood is no.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put FIFA into the Hall of Fame. We've got a few questions about that coming up later on. But let's do some quick fire, Stevie. Hit us.
What's the biggest animal you think you could beat in a fight?
On the spot.
Yeah, hand-to-hand combat.
Well, biggest animal.
Yeah.
Jack thinks he can take a cow.
Yeah, I reckon I could spark a cow.
Yeah.
You think you could take a cow?
I'd take a cow on you.
Take a cow?
Yeah.
What, a big cow or a baby cow?
Biggest one.
biggest cow available.
Okay, so Luke's doing the biggest cow. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? But bear in mind, this food, it gives you all the nutritional value that you need to survive. So if you was to pick, like, I don't know, if you was to pick chocolate, doesn't mean you're just going to, like, blow up and be overweight. It's going to give you everything you want, but you can only ever eat that.
One thing that I really like, Hunter's chicken.
Hunter's chicken?
Yeah.
And what is that, the chicken with the cheese on it?
And barbecue.
Barbecue bacon.
That's a bit of you, that, as well.
That is a bit of me. Yeah. That is a bit of me. And what you've done there, you've been sneaky, because you picked about three things.
In one meal. That's smart.
Yeah, that is good. Mine would be chicken wings. What would yours be, Stevie?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like the variety there.
Love it.
When it comes to football, who's the GOAT?
Ronaldo.
Right, hang on, Luke. I love you, right? I'm a big fan of you. But we can't just let you pick Ronaldo because you're the nuke, right? Look me in the eyes and tell me he's better than Messi.
He's better than Messi.
What?
I like him.
You don't agree with
like
that?
I like him.
We've got some nodding going off behind the cameras. You agree with this as well?
God. Do you think he should have won the Ballon d'Or last year?
Over Haaland?
No.
As a United fan, Haaland should have won it.
Right. But he did win the World Cup, didn't he? And it was kind of like his swan song, his final sort of hurrah, do you not think? It was a beautiful...
Yeah, but then you can't give an award based on emotion.
Yeah, maybe he should have got, like, the Lifetime Achievement Award that year or something like that. But Ronaldo, like, he's Messi's won more Ballon d'Ors than Ronaldo, isn't he?
Yeah, but then...
You're biased, man.
But then do you count them if you're giving them away for emotion? Like, Modric probably shouldn't have won the Ballon d'Or the year he won it.
Yeah, true.
I remember that.
I think it goes Ronaldo third.
Third?
Yeah. And then second, Messi, number one, Mark Noble.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, Luke? I know you've been asked this question a lot, Luke. You've been asked who's the biggest celebrity in your DMs. You've said David Beckham is the answer, so we know that. But who are some random people in the DMs that might surprise us a little bit?
I don't really know. I don't think I've caught on to many celebrities. It's just been like footballers.
Yeah, well, they're celebs, aren't they? What footballers you had in there?
I had a few of the United boys, Luke Shaw, Maguire. I think I had Dwight McNeil.
Oh, yeah? Nice. What kind of stuff do they say then?
It was just basically on the world, well done and that. And obviously when I lost, he said, keep it up.
Yeah. Well, that's when I first messaged you, actually, because we were at the Palace, weren't we, when Luke played his first game?
Yeah, we were there for the first one.
I think it was just... Who'd you beat in your first game?
Christine Kist.
Yeah, that was the first game. And then... So I put you on my story, and you messaged me, and you said, cheers for the support, mate. And then I put...
you're smashing an absolute machine. And then you said, cheers, mate, podcast after the Worlds or what? So I was a bit cheeky and I said, win the whole thing and you're on. Which at the time, I thought, never going to happen. Obviously, it didn't happen.
That also sounds like you were going, at the time, I thought it'd never come on.
But obviously, I know he got close, but he got to the fucking final.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, and here you are. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you on.
We were cracking up at the DM stuff because you obviously went in a few interviews and you mentioned these massive celebrities in your DMs, but you've sandwiched his name in there somehow. I'd like David Beckham, Jack, mate.
I appreciate that, but my football team gave me a lot of stick for that. Yeah. They were like, who the fuck's Jack, mate? Love it. Who is the best player you've ever packed in FIFA?
I think De Bruyne when it was FIFA 21, 22.
Right.
Like the, was it summer heat cards?
Okay.
It was like 99 rated.
Oh, fair. Like fair.
Near the end of the game.
Did you sell it?
Untradeable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See, that shows how much I know about
it. That was like near the end of the game. But at the start of the game, I got Haaland this year.
Oh, sick. How much money you put into FIFA?
This year, about 1,800.
Oh, fair enough. That's all right.
Not that.
It's modest.
That's respectable. I like that. Now, Luke, you might see over my shoulder, just behind your beautiful darts there, we have the ball machine with questions. Now, every previous guest has submitted a question for the ball machine, and we are going to get you to press this button and receive a question.
Make sure you turn it on first. We're going to stress before this happens. We've never seen these questions.
Yeah.
Whoever this comes from, we don't know what's about to be asked. So we apologise in advance if it's mental.
Our listeners will know that I'm not going to say what he asked, but MVG asked something very, very crude that had to be cut from the show. So we'll see. So Luke the Nuke, press the button. It's almost like he's pressing a button for a nuke, isn't it?
There we go. He's not getting one.
Oh, it's not come out. It's not come out.
And the annoying thing is that now has a 30-second cooldown, so it's not going to work again.
It's very just sort of wait. We put the foot into black and white.
Yeah, no one sees any of this part of it.
We are also going to get you to submit a question for it as well for a future guest. I love this jersey, by the way. Are they called jerseys in the darts world or not?
Just a t-shirt.
Jack was debating whether he wears it for the episode. But
yeah. Now, shall I put it on?
If you want to.
I love it. How many designs do you go for? Is this the first sort of... Has it always been purple or...?
I've just got that purple and yellow one.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Right, press the button. I'm going to whack this on.
Try again. Cooldown's not done yet. Try it.
There we go.
It's embarrassing, that, isn't it?
Yeah! There we go.
There we are. Give that to you. As I said, we don't know what it's going to be, so I'll allow you to read it for us, which is scary.
Stevie.
You haven't done the zip.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, please be good. Is it all right? Is it acceptable?
What does it say?
Who's it from?
Sam Tompkins.
Sam Tompkins.
Okay,
musician.
So
right,
musician.
It should be all right. It should be all right. What does it say?
Would you rather every time you wake up, you are in a bowl of baked beans or have to be... A literal house every Thursday.
I'm not 100% sure what that means.
So every time you wake up, you're in a bowl of baked beans, or every Thursday you just become a house.
What, and then you're human again on the Friday?
How much are you regretting coming on it? Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that. What's your answer, Luke? It's a very insightful question.
I think I just wake up in baked beans.
Yeah. Do you like baked beans?
Yeah.
Oh, we go then. He's fine. You just don't want him. Well, Thursdays, he'd also miss the Premier League darts. So that'd be a bad day to be the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? When we knew we had the nuke coming on, I didn't think we'd hear him say the sentence, I think I'll just wake up in baked beans.
But that's the stuff no one else has got in an interview yet.
How does this suit me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Keep that on. Nice. Okay, now they are the quickfire. But why the nuke, by the way? Where's that come from? The nickname, the nuke.
Me and my dad were just sat in a pub one time. We were just thinking of nicknames because I was getting a bit better at darts, and that just came to our heads.
Call it. I like it. Is your dad good at darts?
Not really. Play. You can throw a dart in the house.
Dad, do you agree? Disagree?
Yeah.
Love it. Now you're from Runcorn, is that right?
Warrington.
Why does it say Runcorn on your Wikipedia?
I'm on Hugh Davis.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Using Wikipedia, I tell you this.
Warrington, is that the same place Jesse Lingard's from, Warrington?
Yeah.
What's it like there? Because I went there once before, and it was a bit dodgy.
Some areas are dodgy. Mm. Some areas are all right.
What kind of stuff would you get up to at kids on the street? Kirby? Dust cap nicking?
Not nowadays.
It'd be weird if you didn't. So what were you like at school, Luke? Were you quiet? Were you the funny one?
It was just like me and the lads, just had our own big group. Like,
yeah.
13 or 14 of us.
What, you had 13 or 14 mates at school?
Yeah.
I don't even have 13 or 14 mates now. That's quite annoying. We tried to play poker the other night and we just couldn't get enough people together for ages. Mm. Like, we're still really struggling.
Yeah, I'm just like, just asking strangers on the street, hey mate, and they just ignore me. Here's one for you, Luke. Right. Please tell me you've seen The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I wrote this question, I was really proud of it. And my partner Fiona was like, he's so young, he might not have seen it, but we can confirm he has. So Luke, if you had to be one of The Inbetweeners, which one would you compare yourself most to?
Who would I compare myself or want to be?
No, not want to be. You've got to be honest with yourself.
I'm intrigued by both answers, though. That could be two separate answers.
So who would you say you're probably most like?
Who are like in the film?
Yeah.
I like Joe.
Right. Okay. Well, and is that who you're most like or who you want to be?
Who I like.
Right. And who do you want to be?
Right now, we will.
Yeah. Okay. Sensible. Get your head
just
down.
A little nerd. No one will talk to me.
You don't want people to talk to you?
No. Not at the minute.
We can just sit here in silence for the next 45 if you want.
He's on a podcast going, I fucking wish people would talk to me.
Hold on. Did you just say, I was really proud of this question? You wrote down which in between. So far. I'm class at interviewing.
Yeah. I love it. Now, mate, the press have made a big thing about your age because you're breaking all these records. And you're only 17 now. You're obviously 16 when you got to the World Champs final. But I want you to take your mind back, Luke, all those years ago. What was the first memory you ever had of darts? Whether that was watching it, playing it?
It was probably when I started the St. Helens Darts Academy.
Okay.
When we moved from Runcorn to Warrington.
Right.
And then me dad and my brother went to some dart shop in St. Helens. We didn't know what it was. And he said, we've got an academy every Monday. You pay £2. You get some food. If you get knocked out of the main comp, you get a plate competition. So you get two chances of playing.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just, that's where it all started.
So how old were you at that point then?
About six, seven.
Six. So has your dad always been into darts then? Or would you,
yeah.
Oh, he has, right. Mm-hmm. So he took you in there and then you started that. What kind of food were you getting? Because what did you say, it was £2 to enter?
Yeah, I mean, we're all young kids, so it's like chicken nuggets and chips.
Love it. That's the whole reason I would have gone, to be fair.
What are you averaging at that age? Like, can you remember how well you were playing?
I don't think you do averages.
Mate, I'm averaging about 40 now, so I read in a couple of interviews that it said that you hit your first 180 at 6 years old.
Oh, piss off, did you? Did you?
I don't know.
I'm never going to have the dream of being a darts player, am I?
I think there's like younger pictures on Facebook, on my mum's Facebook, when I was about two or three hitting a 180.
That's what? And then I read that you hit your first nine darter when you're like 12, 13.
13.
That's insane.
Dad, what did you think when you see your 9-year old, your 13 year old son hitting a nine darter? Oh, wow. So his dad said he didn't see him, he was in his bedroom.
Yeah, I just roared.
Did you?
I was playing like the computer bot.
You were?
Like a computer bot.
Oh, you're playing. Oh, yeah. Right.
Like on the Raspberry app that we always use.
Oh my God. I've only ever hit four 180s in my life. And when I hit my fourth one recently in Riley's, I was thinking, probably going to get a tour card off the back there.
Yeah, got a chance, man. I played darts the other day. And on the third dart,
Wait. Can I just say now, whatever you say you did, Luke's not going to be impressed by it. You know that, right?
You'll like this. Third dart I threw, bounced out, landed in my toe.
He just said his dad's laughing.
Bleeding for ages.
Have you ever had any darts injuries, bounce backs and whatnot?
I've dropped one on my foot.
Has it gone in the foot?
Just through my shoe.
Just through your shoe. Right. What, is that in your bedroom? Yeah. Don't wear your shoes in your bedroom, Luke.
No, you do. Do. It's shoe protected him. I wasn't in shoes and it hurt.
Well, when I remember when I was younger, I had a dartboard outside. So I'd just play like in the garden.
Yeah.
And I used to do this thing where, and I still do it now actually, and Fiona can vouch for this. So last time I did it was about 2 years ago. I got the top like 100, how many players in the world? 92 or something like that? Is it in the whole tournament of the world's? How many players?
128.
128, that's it. So I got 128, wrote 128 on a bit of paper, and I did a random draw. I wrote all the players down, and then in my head, I like played as each player.
I did that.
Did you?
100%, always.
I love it. I've done it twice, because it took me about 3 weeks each time, and both times, Jermaine Wotamina won both. I'm weird.
But also, when Luke's doing it, these games are finishing quite a lot faster because you're doing like 30 dart games.
Oh, no. So, yeah, are you doing 501s when you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. See, I'm not. I'm just aiming at the treble 20. So say in my head, I'm going, right, I'm Littler versus Gezi, right? So I'll flip a coin. Right, Littler's throwing first. But I'm just aiming for the treble 20. And if Luke gets it, it's me, obviously, as Luke. If Luke gets it, then he wins. But if then it moves on to Gezi, and then it's whoever hits the treble 20 first.
Since all this started happening, have you ever sat there and thought, I bet Jack mate is at home right now pretending to be me throwing darts?
I've heard it all now.
You didn't always want to be a darts player, though, is that right?
I wanted to be a footballer.
Footballer.
Like every kid wants to. What? Even like my dad said, I think he told me I'm hanging my boots up at about 10, 11. I was like, what? And then he's always said it's so hard to get into football, it's so hard to become professional, but now I'm professional in the dart world.
I love that most dads are like, yeah, go on, son, you can be whatever you want. Your dad's like, hang them boots up, son. Were you any good at football?
I was all right, yeah.
Yeah, what position?
I mean, when I was playing, I was like 7-a-side, so I was just playing anywhere.
Right. Have you played 11-a-side before?
Yeah, before I left school, we'd done like school games.
What position would you be in that?
I was a goalkeeper.
Were you?
Between the sticks.
Fucking hell. I thought I read online you were a centre back.
Switch up a bit.
So he's like a goalie / centre back. Sweeper like Manuel keeper. Neuer, sweeper keeper. I love it. Who do you support? Oh, you support Man U, don't you? Yeah, of course. You've done all that stuff with Man U. What was that like?
It was just crazy. Even getting to meet Sir Alex at the when we played Spurs. Crazy.
It's unreal, that. Yeah. It's unreal. And then you played, Martinez and Maguire and them boys, a little bit of darts, was it?
Ericsson and Maguire.
Oh, you're living the dream, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Absolutely living the dream.
Can you still play football at all now, or is there too much risk of injury if you were to play?
I don't really. Can't even go out without someone noticing me as soon as they're on my doorstep.
What if you got the soccer aid call up?
100%.
Yeah,
I've seen Yvonne. They've got about 10 people down, so if they're watching, get me in.
Yeah, 100%. I reckon it's definitely within the next
definitely
few
not
years.
Playing in goal if we play for Soccer 8, though. Up front.
He's laying down the rules. I'll play, but I have to be up front. I reckon you could get in there. I've been trying to knock on that door for years. I'm not famous enough.
Oh, no, Luke's definitely got a chance.
No, Luke's famous enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you can't go out without like people recognising you in that, which obviously being such a young age, that's like, that must come with negatives as well. How are you finding fame? Like, how's your mental health doing in that?
It's all right, but like, if I'm out, I don't mind doing a few, but then when it gets too much, I just want to go home then.
You just want to enjoy your life, yeah. Well, so is it? Because you're a rugby fan as well, aren't you? So when you're at the rugby and the football, I imagine it's quite a lot, isn't it?
I went to the like testimonial game for one of the boys who've been at the club for 10 years.
Yeah,
that was just mayhem, and that weren't even a full stadium.
Fucking.
So I've not even had the chance because we're playing a Thursday and Friday.
Right.
That's when the Premier League's on. So
yeah. So do you find yourself like purposely like not going out now then to try and avoid that?
I have been doing. Yeah. I think I just need to get out there and just live my life.
Yeah, you seem like a nice guy though, like happy to take photos with people and stuff, but I can imagine it is overwhelming, yeah.
I don't mind taking a few, but yeah. It does get over the top.
Yeah. And I think it, like, with me, and obviously I'm nowhere near your level of being known, but with my YouTube channel, it was always gradual. So I would notice, like, a few people ask, and then over the years it would go more and more. Now no one gives a fuck. But but with you, it was literally overnight, wasn't it? The night after you won your first match at Ali Pali, you wake up, was your phone going nuts, or when was the moment where you really thought, fuck, this has gone to a different level?
I remember going to my first game, my manager, and he said, how many followers you got? I went, only like 4,000. And he went, if you win this game tonight, I guaranteed 50,000, 60,000. I went, what? I went, honestly. And then as soon as I won, 40K. And then as it got on, it was like 100, 150, 250, and then... Wow. Up to 1.2 mil.
Are you the most followed darts player in the world now?
By a mile.
By a mile? I love it. I'm just going to have a little check now. What, 1.2?
Luke Humphries is only slacking at about 300, I think. Maybe not even that.
Is there a bit of banter in the darts world about the followers and stuff?
No one's really spoke about it.
So something that must be really weird is that your popularity has obviously soared because of all of this, but you've also made darts way more popular, which is really strange to see. Because, like, every time we've had quite a few, we've had Gezi on, we've had MVG on, had Russ Bray on, and whatnot, and we've got like a bit of a darts following. But then every now and then there'd be like, oh, you've got a lot of darts people on, and now it's just like, how many people have asked for you to be on? It's ridiculous.
Did you see what I put on my story that time of that girl that has been messaging me every single day saying, Luke the Nuke for happy hour? Yeah, she's just every single day since December, and I was just like, yeah, we'll have to make it happen, and we have done. Now, Luke, you were, at what point did it go from chucking darts in your bedroom, just chucking things at a wall, to actually thinking, fuck, I could be good at this?
I think it was my dad who noticed it before me. Because obviously, like we said, he fucking told me how I'm hanging my boots up.
Want to see him in action?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, cut that. There's a free kick there.
Oh, is this him playing football?
Yeah.
Can we use this in the podcast?
Yeah, what?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Yeah. So,
you're taking the free kick.
Oh!
What a ping!
Why did you tell him to hang the boots up, Dad? Sack him now! God, what, you lefty, are you?
Lefty.
Fucking hell, that is a ping.
Number six as well, taking free kicks.
God. Yeah. God, he's like, he's like a sort of goalie / centre back / Declan Rice.
That's mad.
Oh my God! Right, let's get onto your darts career, because we've heard about you before you're a professional. Explain to me how it changes. How do you? What does it mean to become professional? Is it to get the tour card or?
Yeah, the tour card. So it was when I was eligible to qualify for the UK Open.
Mm-hmm.
I think I won 3 games and then I lost out to Adam Gavlas. I got $2,500 on the order of merit, and then development tour started, so that runs over 20 events.
Right.
Travel like Milton Keynes, Wigan, Hilde Simon, Germany.
And is that just youth players, or is that anyone who's not professional yet?
16 to 23.
Oh, okay, right.
If you're top two, you get your tour card, and you get to play in the World Championships like this year.
Right.
And if you come top, lucky enough, you get the Grand Slam. So for me, it was Gian Van Veen. He finished top, but he already had a tour card, and it was already rolling on to the next year.
Okay.
So it didn't even matter. He was just going for that Grand Slam spot.
Oh, fair.
So then it'll drop down to number three. And I think I finished second in the end, so I was safe already.
Oh, and that qualified you for the Worlds.
Yeah.
And then throughout that year, is that all you focused on, the Worlds, getting ready for the Worlds, or did you just not really think about it until it came around?
It was like the first events in Milton Keynes. My manager said to me, what do you want to do this weekend? I said, just win one. And I think I won two, lost one, and then lost two quarterfinals. And there was like four and a half grand clear in the prize money in first after the first event. So I was like, I think I can do this now after the first five events.
Yeah. Wow.
How confident were you going into Worlds? Because I imagine no matter how confident you were, I couldn't see you thinking what happened would happen.
It was just, I just wanted to win that first game, no matter how well I played, just win that first game. And then as soon as I won it, I just said, try and win tomorrow against Gildan and then enjoy Christmas and we come back down here.
And then you played Barney and
Matt Campbell, Barney, Brendan Dolan, Rob Cross, and then Luke Humphreys.
Yeah, because when I said to Luke on the DMs, I just got it up here, when I said win the whole thing and you're on, he said easier said than done. But he's also put a little handshake emoji in there as well.
Deal. I will, if possible.
Yeah. Who were your darting inspirations growing up, Luke?
It was Raymond van Barneveld and Phil Taylor.
Fair. Phil Taylor's the goat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the goat.
You paused there a little bit. If it wasn't Phil, who's second for you? I guess Barney, no?
I've probably got Barney or MVG.
Right.
From what they've achieved, but I think MVG's achieved loads.
Yeah, he's unreal. Like, it's fair to say, I don't even think this is subjective, but you're the most exciting darts player in the world right now. Who's the second most exciting for you, would you say?
Exciting as in, like, watch him play?
Yeah, or just, like, who's got, like, whose career's, like, looks like it's going to be not as big as yours, but, like, if people are turning on the TV and you're not on, who should they be turning on to watch?
Probably got Mike Smith.
Yeah?
Michael Smith.
Yeah.
It's just, like, even like me and Luke have said, like, he's got the smoothest throw.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he lets it go, they're just boom, they're in.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Now, during the World Championships last year, there was a lot of memes going around about you. One that I particularly liked was that people saying that you were brought up on scampi fries and treble 19s. how true are the memes? Like, did you grow up in pubs? Were you often there with your dad?
Well, not really, because I was playing football.
Right, okay.
Then, obviously, age 10, 11, that's when we start to go to the pub.
He's gone, hang up your boots, come to the pub with me.
Luke's gone, like, I didn't go too young, I was back in the park. And then obviously I was 10, 10, 11 and I was straight in the boozers. We asked this question quite a bit and I think I know what your answer might be, but what's more difficult, would you say, a 9-darter, a 147 break, or a hole-in-one? I'll put them in order. From hardest to least. We asked MVG this, didn't we?
Hardest is the first.
Yeah.
The first one, I'd say. I don't really know much about golf.
Right.
So I don't know how far you have to hit the ball.
How far do you have to hit the ball, Stevie?
I think most hole-in-ones are going to be on a par three, so it's doable.
Mm.
I'd say the only thing with that is I think you'll get random people talking to their mates down the pub who have hit a hole in one because you're just aiming near the flag.
Fluke it, yeah.
You're never going to fluke a 9-darter and you're never going to fluke a 147.
Yeah.
So right. I think hole in one is the obvious one to be
right.
The easiest.
Okay. So golf is like
the least.
The least.
Yeah.
And then I probably have to go 147s, the hardest to do.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's what MVG said as well, yeah.
I think it's like, I don't play a lot of snooker, but I know you've got to like pot of red before you pot of colour.
Yeah.
You just got to keep doing that until whatever you get.
The argument for the 147 being harder is with the 9 data, it's always the same. You stand the same place, you throw the data the same thing. But with a 147, that's always changing because the balls can land anywhere. So I think that would be hardest. When I hit, no one believes me online, right? But when I hit my first ever 180, which I know you're not impressed by, I did it at home and I swear to God, I hit another one, like maybe not straight after, but like in the same night. Mm-hmm. And I put it on my Instagram and no one was believing me. Do you believe me, Luke?
I believe you.
Okay, thank you.
But people don't believe anything online. I'm not good at darts. Like, I've still not hit a 180, but I did hit a 126 checkout the other day at the pub. And because I did it in a weird way, I got loads of DMs from people I went treble 20, so it left me 66. And then I'm not good enough at hitting trebles, so I was just aiming 16 bull, which I'm also not good enough to hit, but I accidentally hit the treble 16.
And then double nine.
And they were going, "What? Why would you do it that way?" And it's like, because I'm not trying to.
I want to show you this, Luke, and I want to get your reaction to this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so this is me playing Pie Face at the O2.
Is that the second?
Oh, yeah,
second game.
Second one. Have you said it before?
Yeah.
What do you think of my technique?
It's all right.
No, you ain't got to be polite.
going for the checkout at the end.
I can throw a dart.
Do you think he can?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does that weird thing where it looks like he's eating it.
You know, but everyone's got their weird little techniques, haven't they?
Right, hang on. For the audio listeners, I'm about to show the nuke. Same scenario. My the last checkout. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry, let's go...
Well prepared, yeah.
So did you do the match play? It
is. Yeah. What do you think of Dan Dawson, by the way?
Quality.
Legend, isn't he? I love that man. I was in a group chat with my mates called Dan Dawson Appreciation Club. Right, here we go. Right. Watch that, Luke, and let me know what you think of that. So how much do I need from six there? What am I left on?
So what would I want to hit now?
Yeah.
135 to leave tops. Treble 20, Jack, mate. 85 ain't bad.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah. So what am I left on 90 now?
90.
Yeah, and you would go?
I'd start off at 20s. 20 bull. Double. Giving it the beans with the Gezi stuff on.
That's a bit flashy though, isn't it? That?
Yeah, well...
You definitely didn't mean to.
No, I didn't mean to double top zone, and I was just like quickly trying to subtract 40 from 90 or whatever it was, I don't know. Wasn't there a player recently that had a bit of beef with you because you were going a different way or something?
Ricardo, Pietrusco.
Right, so
Pikachu.
Pikachu. So I watched this on the news. I didn't actually see the footage of it, but I watched you talking about it. What I don't understand, Luke, and I don't think I'm just backing you up because I like you, but why would another darts player care what way you're going?
Must be in his head.
Was that what it was? What did he say to you when?
He was just like, he was chatting in German, and he was like, and then he said, "Don't do it again." So I was like, what? And then I knew it was the 147. Like when I tried to check out, I went treble 19, which left me 90. I tried going tops bull.
Right.
But then I missed the tops and then I hit the 25. But then the next leg, he was left on 80 and he tried going tops. But then he went 20-20 and then tops. And then he was giving it like the finger wag in the crowd. So I just started laughing. I won the next four legs and won the game and then he weren't happy about it.
I don't get that though, because that's like, I think that's like, it is a bit flashy, but I think it's, that's why people want... Darts was, like, dead for a while, wasn't it? It's obviously come back, like, a big time over the last decade and whatnot, but you want a bit of panache like that, I think. It's like doing a step over in football. You wouldn't have a go at Ronaldo for doing that, would
no,
you?
No, I think the thing with that, though, is darts... The reason darts are so good as a sport is that the only person that can beat you is yourself, in a way. Like, every darts player, you're good enough to hit a 180 nine times out of 10, but in a big tournament, you're not always going to hit the 180. But the other player you're against can also do that.
Mm.
So if you don't play your best, you're beating yourself, really. Whereas there's no other sport really that's like that.
Yeah.
All solo games. Like golf is probably similar, actually. Right. But
yeah, is how com- when you seem like so confident up there at such a young age. Like you don't let the crowd get to you or anything like that. Obviously, the crowd's on your side, thankfully, most of the time. Yeah, but when you hit a 180 and then you get three more perfect darts and you're visiting the board for the third time to try and get the nine, what's going through your head? Do you not overthink it? Do you not let it get when the nine's on?
It's just for me whenever I go back to about 180, you're on the 141, where it's different to going 180, 177,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's easier, the 144, because if you get the treble 20, then I just like try and float it in and try and get another one. But then like the 141, as soon as it hit that 60, I started shaking.
Yeah.
I know I've got to switch downstairs and then switch back up for double 12, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I try and go 177.
Well, you physically started shaking up there, did you?
Yeah.
God, that must be the worst for a darts player. You never show that, though. Like, watching it on TV, you never come across nervous or anything like that.
Especially on a nine. When you miss a nine, it's big.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss a checkout or anything, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny that after Pikachu had a go at you as well, you were still so composed. I think you said, like, I'll jog off or something.
Get out.
Get out. Hey, you get out. Can we, right, Luke, you might not want to do this and you can say no to this. Can we give you a subtle little celebration to do next time you hit a nine darter?
Next time I hit a nine darter?
Yeah. Can we?
Can do.
What are you going to get him to do?
I think it would be funny if, because you know Pikachu's told him off like that.
Yeah.
I think if you just look at the camera and you do that, you wag the finger.
Is that my next nine darter or...
Or what about this week in Belfast at Premier League?
Nine darter.
Or just next time you celebrate. When you win, who you got in the quarterfinals this week?
Luke Humphries.
Okay, all right. If you beat Luke, a little finger wag.
Yeah.
All right, we're on.
I owe two things now.
Well, what do you owe?
The guy of fantasy football.
Right.
Mensa.
Oh, okay.
So he told me to do like a W or something when the next win.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shit, I'm thinking we should have been smarter.
It's something more happy hour, but then you can't...
No, what's that?
Why are you trying to do hashtags, mate?
No.
Don't forget a hashtag, mate. Just so
not doing an iron. Not a chance.
What can we do for happy
we
hour?
We don't have anything that could work.
Do you think it'd be fair to go into the camera and go, hi guys, I'm just trying to take this moment to say subscribe to the happy hour.
Please subscribe to happy hour.
All right, the finger wag. The finger wag's funny, I think. Finger wag's funny. Luke, like I've said numerous times, I love you. I think you're great. Love watching you. One thing I'm not too certain on, the walk-on song. I've got to be honest. Why that?
Because me and my dad went to WrestleMania.
Okay.
Went to WrestleMania 33. 7 years ago now.
Okay.
And it was just like, it was in Florida, Orlando. It was my first time being there.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a good song. I was singing my head off as a 10-year-old. It's on Facebook. And then it was just, whenever, if I did make it, I was still playing football at the time a little bit, then that's going to be me walking.
Are you going to have that forever, do you think?
For the time being, yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't have that song, what would be a close second for you, do you think? You must have considered some others. What would be a close second?
I haven't even thought about changing.
Have you not?
No.
I don't get when people do change. Like, even though I'm not a big fan of the song, I don't think you should change it.
It's like Gezi Price was going from Ice Ice Baby to like Katy Perry.
Raw.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, that is a weird change.
Like, what would your walk-on song be, Stevie?
Probably something Bublé. Big fan of Michael Bublé.
Why you got to say this stuff out loud? Can you imagine coming on to Just Haven't Met You Yet?
I wouldn't do that. Feeling good?
Yeah, but that's not going to go off.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. That works.
Do you know who Bublé is?
I like that. And I don't,
see?
I like it, but I always heard that song.
Yeah.
The, whatever you said then.
What, Just haven't met you yet?
What would you have?
I would probably just go on brand and I'd do the House Martins. It's happy hour again. That one, it's just a bit on brand, isn't it? Gets the crowd going. Bet you don't know that song, do you?
No.
Fuck it. Is it true that... I started reading an article and I actually didn't want to read too much of it because I wanted you to tell me, but did the WWE offer you to go over there or to do something with them recently, or have I got that wrong?
I think it was the
O2.
Oh, yeah. One of like the events in London that they bring. I don't even know when it is now.
Right. Mm. Oh, fair enough.
They have invited me though.
Are you going to go?
If I'm available.
Do you still watch the wrestling and stuff?
A little bit. Not really into it as like 2017-18 when it was like Shield times and everyone bought.
Yeah.
I don't really watch it.
Fair enough. Logan Paul's in it now, isn't he? That's enough to put me off, I think. Talking of walk-ons, Luke, who's got the best walk-on, would you say?
The best? I'd probably go Nathan Aspinall.
Oh, yeah. That's been going off in the Premier League. Yeah, that's been going off in the Premier League recently.
Do any of the other darts players play FIFA? Have you been trying to beat him at that as well? Or
I think Luke Humphreys, I think he's FIFA. But he says to me, we're never going to have time for foot champs anymore. I go, I know. But yeah. Luckily, foot champs finish on a Tuesday now.
That's ideal.
Yep. So I'll be back tonight. Qualify, play him.
That's why he doesn't like talking to people. He just wants to be at home.
Just wants to play FIFA.
Play him FIFA.
Or EAFC, whatever they call it now.
Yeah, do you miss FIFA when you're sort of out playing darts, touring and that?
When I'm like abroad and I can't take my travel case. Mm. But like when we went to like, I think we've been Brighton and Sheffield this year, I just take my travel Xbox.
You got a travel Xbox?
It's like a suitcase and you flip it up, you got the little screen, two controllers, you got like a wireless phone, put your phone on, it charges.
How are you getting that?
Target, they got it for me.
They sorted it for you? Yeah. An Xbox? Fucking hell, I need to get some 9 darters in me. I want to be sent some stuff like that.
You don't travel much, just London.
We're going on tour soon.
Yeah, we've got a tour bus.
Yeah, get an Xbox in there.
No, I took my PlayStation last time, we were fine.
Yeah, did you play Fortnite?
No. Do you?
We're 30 and we're playing Fortnite and the 17-year-old isn't. Oh.
I was playing it when the OG came back out.
Oh, yeah.
I've not really got back into it. It's like my sister said they're like Peter Griffin on the game or something.
Yeah, that was a bit
not
much.
Not a chance I'm playing that.
Why? I feel so old, man.
You are.
Yeah, to be honest, I did think the Peter Griffin thing was a bit weird.
Oh, it looked awful as well.
Yeah. Do you know when you shoot someone, they go on their last, like when they're crawling like that, do you know that he would just fall on the floor and he'd hold his knee and do that? Just don't do that constantly. It was weird. Now, Luke, I want to talk to you a bit about the World Champs. Obviously, that's where everyone, that's where you shot to fame sort of thing. Although, I will say, you know, like when people flex stuff and they go like, oh, I knew Ed Sheeran before he was famous and stuff. I'm not going to claim to know much about Luke before we saw him at the Worlds. But my mate, Joel Meredith, who I need to give a shout out to, he texts me about 6 or 7 months before the World Champs and he was like, keep an eye on this Luke Littler lad. Yeah. So he kind of knew. So that's my little claim to fame. I had to get that in there for Joel.
Joel will love that.
Yeah, he will. But yeah, I think we asked you at the start, but we're just going to cover it a little bit here. Going into that world's first match and doing the walk-on at the Palace, I did a walk-on there once, just one of them little funny things before the crowd was even there. And I was really nervous doing it. I've told other people this on the pod as well. I've been so lucky in my life. I've done like tours with the podcast and stuff like that. I didn't get as nervous doing that as I did when I was doing that match against Pieface. Mm. How do you keep your nerves under control?
I enjoy it, especially like the world. It's the one that everyone waits for throughout the year. You do all the hard work throughout the year to qualify. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I just enjoy it. I enjoy playing in front of a crowd. And obviously like, it first got me when my first game, you got to school in the morning. I was like the funniest. Like I was just like that. Come on.
You love playing up to the crowd,
yeah,
don't you?
It's just get them involved, get them on my side.
It's like, I think it's fair to say, like in interviews and stuff, it's like you're a bit of a shyer guy than you are when you're up on stage. When you're up on stage, you are at home, aren't you? You were born to do this. I think your dad was right when he said, hang up the boots and pick up the dart.
What was it like to actually reach the final?
That is insane, isn't it? It's just insane.
It's just like, it was crazy. Even before the final, after we won our semis, we'd done like a photo shoot with like the world's trophy next to us, and Dave Allen, one of the guys at PDC, said, do you want to touch it? I went, I'm not going to touch it. So I just left it. But then I think Luke touched the trophy before the final. Yeah. So maybe I should have touched it.
Do you have any superstitions or stuff like that or not?
Not really. I think like throughout the Worlds, we just went to a little cafe every morning.
That's what are you doing on the day of the final? You wake up in your hotel. If that's me, I'll be going, oh my God, oh fuck, 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 fuck.
I think I was just buzzing. Mm. Like, just get me on the stage now.
Wow. Who's your biggest rival in darts?
I think most people probably could say MVG at the minute.
Right.
We've had a few battles. I don't know what score is. I think he's winning at the minute. Maybe it's 2-2 or 3-2 now.
Do you think that the future of darts is probably going to be between you two? Or is that, what other names are you throwing up there? Obviously, you've got Humphreys as well.
I'd probably say in the Premier League lineup, I'd probably say like me, Humphreys, MVG.
Mm.
Do you know if there's any other youngsters that we should be looking out for, or do you not really see too much of that?
Pikachu? He's not a youngster, is he?
No.
He looked like it one. When he was chirping off, though.
Youngsters and just like
not, yeah, well, younger than you. Do you know if there's anyone coming through, or do you not really see that so much now that you're involved with
who's Luke Littler's Luke Littler, if that makes sense?
Who's littler than Luke?
There's a fair few, to be fair.
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all: Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor, it's athletic. Huge variety, it's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store, it's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to askforathletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So, putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's like you've got the JDC now. That's like the Junior Darts Corporation. They are linked with the PDC. It's like their world final gets played at Ali Pali, so you get that opportunity. Super 16, you go to Milton Keynes. But I think there's one youngster, Little Mitchell, I think he's 11 or 12.
Right, I think I've seen him on Sport Bible or something.
Yeah, he was on like the Scottish News or something.
Mm-hmm.
You got another, like, I think 13 out of yourself, another youngster.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few from Scotland. There's one called Jumping Jack Nankivers. He's like that big.
Oh, really?
He's like 11 or 12 and he can throw a dart.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so there's too many to name.
Wow, there's something to look out for there.
I was thinking about this the other day. When I read that you hit your first 180 at such a young age, were you still playing with a bullseye at 5'8" from the ground? Because, like, if you're that small, you're throwing up every single time. And then as you get taller, you're going to have to adapt the way you play.
I don't even know when I started on, like, a proper board on a proper height. I think it was when I was 5.
Because, yeah, do you start with it lower then? Like, you know, when you're when you play football, you start on, like, a five-a-side pitch or whatever.
Yeah.
You start with a board lower, do you?
Yeah.
And you started with magnetic darts, didn't you?
When I was 18 months.
What?
Have you seen the clip?
Yeah, I didn't know you were 18 months in it.
18 months?
I don't think I could walk at 18 months.
You can barely talk at 30. So.
You're a prick, you know that. You're a real prick. Luke, say you quit darts tomorrow and Misfits came to you and we're going to give you this amount of money to play to fight, would you take it and who would your opponent be? Just in jest, of course. I know you don't want to beat anyone up, but maybe pick an opponent from the darts world. Who would you fight in the darts world? Because this is a tricky question, because you've got to go for someone who's a big enough name that it would sell tickets, but one you also think you could beat. Pikachu. I've got to let it go.
I don't even know. I'm not the tallest.
How tall are you?
Don't know. don't know.
You don't, what do you mean you don't know at all? You are.
Oh, someone had scrap.
Should we see what the internet, how tall the internet thinks it is?
Yeah, yeah. I'll Google how.
Fine, don't listen to that.
Tall. It sent you from Runcorn. So. How tall is Luke Littler? No, that ain't the right one, is it? No.
Oh no, that's naming a different. It says 6'5" there.
It's
so.
An article here. Move over, Luke Littler. My son, 8, just won his first adult tournament. He is just 4 foot tall. Okay.
So he needs to step to collect his darts from the board. I hadn't thought of that either. I thought you were just throwing them upwards. But if you're short, you can't reach him either.
I think I had a little step.
Did you?
Oh, I love that.
Cute. Luke Littler, fondly known as the Luke, is a what's that word?
Prodigious.
Prodigious force in the world of darts.
Prodigious. Yeah.
I think they meant prestigious.
Yeah.
Standing at an impressive 5'8".
5'8".
Do we agree, disagree, team?
We say that's right.
Is he 5'8"?
You're 6'5".
Right, now, we've got a few games we want to finish on, Luke, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
We've got a darts game and a YouTube game. So we'll start with the darts game. Stevie, I won't lie, these are the exact same questions we asked MVG.
That's fine, I like to get
two different opinions on it. So, Luke, we've got 11 quickfire categories here, and we want you to answer with the name of a darts player that best fits the category.
Who is the best dressed? When they're not in their
darts stuff,
jersey.
Yeah. When they're walking about the hotel, strutting about, who's got a bit about them?
Don't really know. Who did MVG say?
I can't remember. I think MVG said himself.
Yeah, fair enough.
He was suited and booted when he was there.
Yeah, he was suited
he
and booted.
He was really suited up, yeah. You were well-dressed on Jonathan Ross.
What, are you saying he isn't now?
No, but I'm like saying as in... just saying.
You actually scrubbed up all right for that, Luke.
Best dressed.
Peter Wright? I can't say Peter Wright. He's the best dressed on stage, isn't he? I went to his house once and he had his Mohican down, like flopped
over. Oh, what's that look like?
It reminded me of, have you ever seen, this is very niche, right? But have you ever seen Chicken Run?
Yeah.
Right? You know the rooster in that, the cool one?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen where he flicks his hair down? Like
yeah.
That? It reminded me of that.
Okay.
Right, best dressed, Luke.
Right. I don't even know. I don't even see many people.
You're just in your room playing Fever. Okay, we'll move on. Who's got the worst fashion sense?
The worst?
Yeah.
Just on the stage, off stage?
Yeah, whatever you want. Who's got clobber that you think, I couldn't do that?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You're right. Couldn't.
Well, we never see you dressing up as the Grinch at Ali Pally then.
No.
Who is the worst dancer? We know some people kind of bust a few moves during their walk.
Yeah, we usually ask who's the worst on a night out, but you're only 17, so who's the worst dancer when they're on stage?
Worst dancer? I've got Dimitri Vandenberg.
I love Dimmy, though.
You do love Dimmy.
I do love Dimmy. He used to be my favourite dancer.
See one of the clips where he's dancing? Sky Sports took the cameras off him and he got straight back on with a walk on. Remember he was playing?
No.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
When was that?
He's just... I think when he was in the Premier League.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure they took the cameras off him and got on with the walk. Didn't have enough time to watch him dance.
Oh, God. He does all that...
robot? The body popping.
Yeah. What is he like, Demi?
To talk to, he's actually quite nice.
Yeah. Who's the funniest to talk to?
I want to go up with two.
Go on.
I'll go Mike Smith and Nathan Aspinall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's who I usually sit with on a Premier League night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So when you say you sit with, is that like backstage, just chilling and... or
Some of the arenas will have like two separate rooms.
Okay.
And then usually it's just all in one.
Right.
But usually I just sit with Nathan.
Yeah. They come across really well in interviews, I think, as well. Just normal down-to-earth lads. I think most darts players are really though, aren't they?
Who's the grumpiest?
Just general, just grumpy.
Yeah. Who wouldn't you want to go and sit with before?
grumpiest. Don't even know. Just a normal person in general. They are just always grumpy.
Yeah.
Oh.
If not, we can go who's grumpiest after a loss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we can go who reacts the worst to a loss.
Reacts the worst. Raymond van Barneveld.
Okay. Was he grumpy when you beat him at the Worlds?
I heard what some bits of what he'd done.
Right, okay, we'll leave that there. Who's the best on social media in terms of who posts the best things? Because we love MBG, but it's just everyone. It's just the same photo of him in the green shirt.
Probably got myself.
Yeah.
It's like every week in the Prem, we get different pictures sent through.
Right. Hopefully we see one posted this week with that little finger wag.
Who comes across the smartest?
Probably got Peter Wright.
Yeah? Yeah.
Don't know why, I just think that.
Like I said, I went to his house once because he lives not too far from me and I was filming something with Sky and him and I think he had about 120 chickens.
Is it 120?
Something like that, something mad. And he knows them all by name.
All of them by name.
See, I'm adamant that he was just doing something with Jack and just saying different names.
Yeah, true, isn't it? Yeah. What, you think he was just...
I think he was just saying names. Like, he can't know them all, surely. I know that's definitely Barry. Like,
well, he went, that one's Jon Snow. There was one called Jon Snow. Yeah. Who's your best friend in darts?
I'll probably talk to Nathan Aspinall and Chris Dobie the most.
Yeah.
Got the same management team, so we're just all together.
Dobie sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Dobie a lot. Oh, Luke, I've got to tell you this. This is so funny. Jackmate IMDb. This is so weird. So you know about the whole Runcorn thing? Your dad said people just make stuff up or whatever. There's one, I wonder if I can find it. So I'm pretty sure I never said this, but on my IMDb, I've got an account and it says Jackmate's known for this, does this. And it said, he once said that Callan Ridds is the most attractive darts player. I have no idea where that comes from. People shouldn't believe stuff they read online, should they?
No.
Do you have a lot of made up shit just posted about you?
Oh, all the time.
It's mad, isn't it?
So silly.
It's absolutely mad. Like, I'll go around my nan's and my nan will go like, for example, I've read Luke Littler did this. Okay, you can't believe it because it's in the papers.
Yeah. Jack once said in an interview that he wants to be Ant-Man Deck.
I don't know how you can be two people.
He wanted to be both.
No, I literally didn't. I just said I want to be a presenter and it said, Jack says he wants to be Ant-Man Deck. final one, Luke, before we move on to the YouTuber game, and it is...
Either of us doesn't really matter, does it? Who's the best singer?
The best singer?
It might be hard for you because normally we ask this to people who have been on like Nights Out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Who's the best singer? So can we switch it up? What can we change it to?
Well, we've done dancer already.
Who's the flashiest?
Flashiest as in?
Might the way they play?
Might
or
wear a watch, the way they handle themselves, their strut. Like they think, not that they think they're good, but they probably are good. But sorry, I don't know what that question was actually. Right, we'll move on. Final game. We've got five categories here, Luke, because you grew up in a kind of YouTube world, right? So you know quite a few YouTubers, I think. You've watched quite a few. So what we're going to do, we've got five categories, and we're going to do a YouTuber tier list. And these are the five categories. So the top one, I'll put them up here so you can see them. The top one, we've got the GOAT. Then we've got decent, then we've got okay, which is middle of the road, then we've got not for me, and then we've got get in the bin. So Luke, we'll start with the main man, the big man, KSI. Where's he going for you?
Is this one of the ones that I don't know who's next?
Yeah, but you can put more than one in each one. Oh, so yeah.
I've been watching him since he was playing FIFA, so the GOAT for me.
The GOAT, I agree, 100%. Next up, Stevie.
# Spencer Owen.
I watched it a little bit, and obviously # United, but I'd go for okay.
Okay, all right. So we've got KSI in GOAT, then we've got Spencer Owen. Jeremy Lynch. from the F2.
Watched. Same again. I watched a fair bit, but don't really watch anymore, so I'd go okay.
Okay, we'll put him in the middle.
Angry Ginge.
The goat.
We can't have him in the goat.
Nah, we love Ginge.
Yeah, I know I love Ginge, but his ego is too... He'll love that. He'll love being in the goat.
Yeah, he will.
Have you seen his pro clubs?
No.
He's just started one, hasn't he?
Has he?
Everyone.
Yeah. Has he?
But Harry, they won't play Harry Pinero, so he went and joined another club.
Would you play in Ginge's team?
Not been asked yet.
Ginge, for fuck's sake. Come on, man. Right, so Luke put him in the goat, but Fee, can you actually put him in Get in the Bin, please, just for me? Nick Wamalana.
I'll probably go on his own, okay.
Yeah.
But like with the beta squad altogether, then it's better than okay.
Okay, I like that.
On his own.
So we'll put beta squad in decent, and then we'll put Nico in okay.
Where are we? Joe Weller. I wonder if Joe Weller's big popularity was when you would have been a bit too young.
Yeah,
I used to watch like all his abandoned videos.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
and that.
Yeah,
but and like when he went on, when he was going on Omegle,
yeah,
playing like Flappy Bird, it was good. So decent.
Decent. Joe Weller in decent. Pie Face.
Decent.
Ginge above Pie Facer.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Aarons.
Okay.
Okay. Jake Paul.
As a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Not for me. Zerka.
Zerka.
Decent.
Yeah, I like Zerka. Logan Paul.
Same again, as a YouTuber, not for me.
Chunks.
Go.
You're putting Chunks as go. Okay, I like that.
Calyx.
Okay.
Mr. Beast.
His videos are really good.
Mm-hmm.
What, he uploads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go decent.
Decent.
Ben Foster.
Cycling GK.
Cycling GK.
Loves a bike, doesn't he? Loves a bike.
Okay.
I love that he's just put him in okay.
What about this fella, Jack, mate?
If you had one choice, one option, Luke.
I think there's an option for the goat. I'll put you in there.
Oh, one! That's made my day. And Stevie White. Bear in mind, Luke, I'm not trying to influence you, but you haven't really put anyone in the bin yet. Where's Stevie White going?
The goat.
Yeah! Oh! I don't even do anything.
Love it. I think we've got 5 minutes left, Luke, so we're just going to finish on a quick game of Is It Older Than You? Right. So I've searched up six things, and I want to see if you can get all six right. We want to know, you were born, this is when hopefully Wikipedia does come in good, 21st of Jan? 2017.
2017.
So you're 2007. 2007. So were these things released before or after your birth? Are you older than YouTube, would you say? When do you think YouTube came out?
I'll probably say YouTube's older.
By a year. Yeah, 2006. That's 1 point. Correct.
The first iPhone.
Was your first phone the iPhone, by the way? Like the first phone you ever had, was it an iPhone?
iPhone 4?
Yeah, of course it was.
iPhone 4.
I had a Nokia 3310.
I'd probably say I'm older than the first iPhone.
Is Luke Littler older than the first iPhone?
You are, by 5 months.
Five. So you came out the same year as the iPhone. Luke, I'll show you.
The same year that you just said.
You were released the first year as the iPhone. That was my first phone. You ever seen them?
Yeah.
Absolute bad boys then, mate. You can throw them at a wall and they'll still survive. They would survive Chernobyl, to be fair. So the song, sing it.
Hips Don't Lie. Do you know the song? Oh my God, how does it go?
Man tonight, my hips don't lie, stand to feel.
I knew I could make you do it if I just said that.
Are you older than that? Shakira's banger.
I want to say I'm older.
Hips Don't Lie is older.
Yeah, 2005. Do you know what was number one when Luke was born?
What?
Grace Kelly by
Mika.
Yeah.
Do you know that song? How does that one go?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all my looks are sad. Do you know that? I'm wasting your time, Luke. Sorry.
It's a great song.
Facebook. Was that out before you?
Stop saying it like that.
I'd want to say I'm older.
No, Facebook's older than you. 2004, that came out. So incorrect. You've got two right, two wrong. You've got two more to go. Harry Potter films, like them, love them, not seen them?
Not really seen them.
Not seen them? How many do you think were released before you were born and how many were released after?
How many is there?
Eight.
I want to go four before four and after.
Bang on.
That's exact.
Yeah. Harry Potter. Harry Potter Goblet of Fire was out in 2005. So we'll give him a point there. And then the final one.
Nintendo Wii. Have you ever played on one?
Never good. I remember playing the Wii.
Yeah?
What year do you think that came out?
I'd probably say before.
Yeah, it's a year older.
2006, correct. So that's four right, two wrong. Luke, I've got to say, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on today. I appreciate it. Thank you. I know you're super, super busy. I want to ask you this. The year is 2080, right? Imagine that. You're 74, 75, something like that. Your darts career is done. How many world titles do you have? How many world championships did you win in your career? This is tense.
Yeah. I'd love to beat Phil Taylor's record.
Was that 16, is it?
16. So, I'd say 18.
You didn't get 17.
We'll go two above, make sure.
Make sure.
What's coming up for you in 2024 away from the hockey?
Probably just having days off at the home. See my mates, see how they're doing at college and stuff, go out for a meal. And yeah, that's pretty much it, away from the darting world.
I love it, but it's bollocks, isn't it, Luke? You mean FIFA, don't you, mate? that's what you mean there. This has been the Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast with Stevie White, me, Jack Mate, and the brilliant Luke the Nuke Littler. Luke, it's great how humble you are, mate, because the world must have flipped on its head in December for you, and fame and all that has just come flooded into your life. But you're still so grounded. You've still got your whole life ahead of you. You're going to smash it. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on today. We're looking forward to that finger wag. Hopefully we see it tomorrow in Belfast. And we finish with the same question we ask every single guest. Luke Littler, what is the meaning of life?
Just a light one to end.
I don't even know.
Just treble 19s and scampi fries. See you in a few days, guys. Jack Mate's Happy Hour.